Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of an Advent and Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Advent and Christmas sermons.
Percent of evangelicals say they believe spiritual energy is located in mountains and trees. A similar number say they believe in astrology. And we see even higher figures among other Christian groups.
It sends a message to gay and lesbian Episcopalians that there are no barriers to them in our church. In our church, we're open and receptive to people.
The lights are beautiful. We decorate our homes. We sing songs. We play the game dreidel.
The world is waiting for a proper deal here. We don't have time, and we have only this one world, you know. If it goes, we're all done.
Well, we've been hearing them. If you've spent any time in a shopping mall or turned on just about any radio station, you've been hearing them for weeks now, and yet the day has yet to arrive, Christmas Day. It is still the season of Advent. The church gets to call the shots on these things because it's the church's calendar that dictates the arrival of Christmas. And yet we've been hearing those songs, and those songs are already preparing us for the celebration of Christ's birth. Song is the way that Christ is welcomed into the world. The angels sing first, and from that time on, the church has been singing about Christ's birth. Some of the earliest hymns that are embedded in the New Testament in some of Paul's epistles are about the incarnation, are Christmas hymns. I don't know if they would have called it Christmas, but they are certainly hymns about the incarnation. And Christians have always sung at Christmas. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them are old, some of them are new. It's Audio Open Lines, and I want to hear from you on this Tuesday afternoon, December the 22nd. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? The why is very important. We'll be giving away an LPR bundle package to the best vote during this hour of Open Lines. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. You can email your vote to us right here in the studio, TalkBack. At issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at issuesetc. The listener with the best reason for their vote will receive an LPR bundle package. That is an I Have Issues t-shirt, the brand new I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker to the listener with the best reason for their vote during this hour of Open Lines. And we'll play the first stanza of your favorite Christmas hymn. We'll also play more of the hymns with more votes near the end of the hour. 1-877-623-MY-I-E, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. We're doing this because this is the last live hour of Issues Etc. before the Christmas break. We want to hear from you. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Let's start with Charlie, who's listening in Accident, Maryland. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
What is it?
What child is this?
And why?
Well, over the years, I've become a real sucker for the English Christmas hymns. I just love the way that they sound and the way that they flow. But the reason why What Child Is This is my favorite is I noticed it when I went caroling a couple of years ago, really for the first time. But to me, this hymn is the one that's most clearly ties together Jesus coming into the flesh and Jesus bearing our sins in his flesh. I love the way it moves from stanza one to talking about Christ in the wood of the manger. And then in stanza two, without even really pausing, it runs right into those beautiful lines, "Nails, spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary." I love the way that it uses that language from John 1, "Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, when it's actually talking about the crucifixion and him destroying sin on the cross for us. I just don't think it gets any better on Christmas than that.
Well, Charlie, thank you very much, and thank you for listening in Maryland. What about the rest of you? What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You've seen how it's done. You just pick the one that you like the most, the one that stands out to you, and tell us why it's your favorite Christmas hymn. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at issuesetc. All right, that's a little bit of Charlie's favorite hymn from Accident, Maryland. What about the rest of you? What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Luke in Carlisle, Pennsylvania says, "This hymn, A Great and Mighty Wonder," that's his pick, "is a hymn that captures the mystery of the Incarnation as well as speaks of the redemption of the world. Even the creation is exhorted to praise the Lord God who becomes part of it in order to save it." The hymn also includes enough details of the Christmas narrative to proclaim the significance of what occurred. This is so similar to how ministers utilize the language of the Scriptures by quotation or allusion into sermons and discussion. That should be expected since the text comes from the end of the patristic era, I think of 8th century, if I'm not mistaken, for A Great and Mighty Wonder. Also, the hymn is set to one of the great and magnificent German tunes, Es ist ein Ross. A number of settings of it is nearly endless, so one can be found for whatever skill of musicians are present. That's his reason for voting for A Great and Mighty Wonder. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. By the way, I think we're going to be studying that hymn with Pastor Will Whedon during the Christmas break. I think we're going to be talking with him about A Great and Mighty Wonder on Christmas Eve Day. That's Thursday, Christmas Eve Day, the 24th. Pastor Will Whedon will be our guest, going into some depth on A Great and Mighty Wonder. Susan in Naperville, Illinois says, and she's voting via Facebook, by the way, "I have to go with Of the Father's Love Begotten. The text and chant tune highlight the omnipresence of Christ throughout all of time, from creation of the world. At his word, the worlds were framed, to his carnation and the babe, the world's redeemer, first revealed his sacred face. And through the history of the church, it offers a glimpse into eternity, ponders the mystery of the incarnation, and expresses the great joy of Christmas. All at once, this hymn has everything," says Susan in Naperville, Illinois.
Thank you.
We're just asking a simple question on this Tuesday afternoon, December the 22nd. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? The last live hour of Issues Etc. before a little bit of a Christmas break. We will, by the way, still have almost entirely original programming for that Christmas break. Out of the 16 hours we'll be broadcasting during the Christmas break, 11 of those hours will be entirely new original broadcasts of Issues Etc. in keeping with the theme of the season. All right, we got one vote for each. What Child Is This? Of the Father's Love Begotten, and A Great and Mighty Wonder. If yours isn't on the list, we want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can Twitter your votes at IssuesETC, or you can email your votes to us right here in the studio on this Tuesday afternoon. Talkback at IssuesETC.org. Talkback at IssuesETC.org. You know, it's a big list of Christmas carols and hymns, and you might have a hard time picking one. Give it a little thought. Pick the one that you like best and be ready to tell us why. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. My favorite, I don't know if we'll have time to get to it amidst the others, but my favorite is one that very few have, when none one can sing it, but very few have heard of. And I like it mostly for its text. It's simply called This Little Babe. If we have time, I'll share it with you a little bit later. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? The best reason for your vote gets the LPR bundle package.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
From His Fullness, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
We who are utterly empty, with nothing in us but sin and corruption, we receive from Jesus, this child, everything that He is as both God and man. The fullness of deity dwells bodily in Him.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size, year-end, tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us as we approach the end of 2009.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Every Tuesday, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click on demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen. Issues Etc. online at issuesetc.org.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our communities, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc., last live hour of Issues Etc. Before we take our Christmas break, do a little travel. We're asking the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I want to hear from you. We got a vote for A Great and Mighty Wonder, What Child Is This? Of the Father's Love Begotten. Is that one of yours? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE, or if it's not on the list, I want to hear from you too. Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MYIE. Cindy's calling from her car. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Todd.
What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why?
It's Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. And I just love the music, the melody of the music. I like the way it goes back to the Old Testament prophecy of Isaiah. And it has some just good church memories for me of past years. And we have a tradition now last quite a few years of having a red rose on the table for Christ on Christmas Day.
Well, thank you very much, Cindy. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. That's Cindy's favorite Christmas hymn. Herman's on the line from Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you for taking my call. My favorite is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Two reasons. It's powerful, upbeat, full of scriptural truth on salvation, and it also was arranged musically by Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy, a Lutheran Jew in modern times. It shows an embedded evidence that Lutheranism is not anti-Semitic.
Interesting, Herman. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Here's Dave in Troy, Michigan. Dave, welcome.
Hi, Todd. My favorite song is Silent Night. I really enjoy it because it reminds me of many a Lutheran church I've been at where it's usually the last song played at the Christmas Eve service, and it's associated with the lighting of the candles at the close of the service.
And I think it has been from the very time it was first written. Dave, thank you very much for listening up there in Troy, Michigan. Well, that is certainly a favorite of many. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. This is Issues Etc. coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, December the 22nd. I'm Todd Wilkin. The why is very important. 1-877-623-6943. 623-MY-IE. Michael in West Valley, Utah says, my vote is for Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That's two votes so far for that one. This hymn is widely played on the radio and television and, in my opinion, gives the best account of the gospel. The second stanza speaks of the virgin birth and Christ veiled in flesh. The third reminds us that light and life are all to all he brings, and he's born that we no more may die. One Christmas hymn has more gospel in it than most of the quote-unquote sermons that we review on issues, etc. At least the bad ones, I agree with you. Have a blessed Christmas, says Michael in West Valley, Utah. You too, Michael, and thanks for listening out there in the western United States. Heidi in Cupertino, California says, a great and mighty wonder, because it goes beyond Christ's birth and explains the reason he came to ransom us. I think the line there is, all he came to ransom. And then it proclaims his triumph over Satan. It doesn't hurt. It is set to a beautiful tune as well. Heidi in Cupertino says, usually an on-demand listener, but today I'm attempting it live. I'm sure the phone will ring, though I'll miss a lot. Thank you very much, Heidi, for listening in Cupertino. Jim in Rockford, Illinois says, my favorite is What Child Is This? I love the verse that says, nails, spear shall pierce him through the cross he bore for me, for you. It reminds us of the reason why Jesus was born in the first place. And it really bugs me when even, quote-unquote, Christian artists avoid that verse. Yeah, that is kind of troubling too, isn't it? From Facebook, Ken in Indiana says, of the Father's love begotten has become my favorite over the past few years. Please, no more Go Tell It on the Mountain. We have sung it every Christmas for the past 10 years and missed the great theology of so many other hymns. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MY-IE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Chris in Virginia says, once in Royal David's City, because it tells of Christ's redemptive love for us and his humanity. It reminds me of Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Yeah, that was one of those hymns I was talking about, those ancient hymns embedded in the New Testament that are, in essence, Christmas hymns. We're just asking the question, getting your answers to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why on this Tuesday afternoon? As we prepare for the celebration of Christmas, you're going to hear a lot of them, you're going to sing a lot of them, and maybe it won't be until Christmas Eve or Christmas Day when you celebrate the Lord's Supper, when you gather for the divine service, and you hear that hymn and you say, ah, should have voted for it. Give it some thought now and let us know which is your favorite Christmas hymn and why. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Twitter us @IssuesETC. Or email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. We are giving away an LPR bundle package this afternoon, last live program of Issues Etc. before the Christmas break. The LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. To the vote with the best reason, regardless of what they're voting for, to the vote with the best reason, the LPR bundle package. It can be yours. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us @IssuesETC. Michael in Strasburg, Illinois says, my favorite Christmas song is This Little Babe. Hey, it's my favorite Christmas song too, even though I will never be capable of singing it. He says, it's his favorite, which Todd will be getting to later, but there's another that is growing in my esteem, though it's not as yet stood the test of time. Isn't Warm and Fuzzy, the Christmas song by Flyleaf, which I have sent you as bump music, conveys many of the same themes as This Little Babe, the purpose of Christmas. I especially like the words of the final bridge and chorus, tonight he is born so that one day he can die. We actually have used this as bump music. To heal the hearts that are torn and to live the perfect life so he hangs upon a cross and we can take his life so that we can live as sinners and he can pay the price. Tonight he is born so that one day he can die. but he will rise again. God's angels sound their trumpets and blow their horns tonight. The long-awaited Savior is to be born. The goodness bound by Satan, it has been torn. Well, we'll hear a little bit of this little babe after the break. We're asking the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. Another 25 minutes of open lines for your votes, your comments on your favorite Christmas hymn and why. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. After this, my favorite, at least my current favorite, This Little Babe.
I attended Sunday services in a beautiful Singapore Lutheran congregation. One local man approached me and asked with a pronounced Southeast Asian accent, "You live in St. Louis? You know Todd Wilkin?"
Pastor Matt Harrison reading from his new audiobook, Christ Have Mercy, How to Put Your Faith in Action.
Who? You mean Todd Wilkin? It turned out this man, half a world away, was a regular listener via the internet, and he's hardly alone. It really is a whole new day. We are witnessing the greatest free flow of faithfully Lutheran information in the history of the Lutheran Church. It is the worldwide moment for confessional Lutheranism. It is Missouri's moment.
You can download Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison at cph.org. It costs only $10.99 to download. This new audiobook is a must-listen for Issues Etc. fans. Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison, cph.org.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
New Gallup poll reveals Americans are more pro-life than ever.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
A new poll shows that Americans increasingly identify themselves as pro-life. In a shift from just a year ago, 51% of those questioned in Gallup's annual Values and Beliefs survey say they are pro-life, while 42% call themselves pro-choice. This life-affirming trend has risen steadily since 1995, when Gallup first began asking about the subject, and now has reached the point where a majority of Americans claim to be pro-life. A national Pew Research Center survey given around the same time showed similar results. Good news for the unborn.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Just a little bit of my current favorite Christmas hymn. It's hardly a hymn. It's performed in such a way that it kind of piles up on top of itself. It's by Benjamin Britten, called This Little Babe. Just a few of the words, because they were singing it rather fast. This little babe so few days old is come to rifle Satan's fold. All hell doth at his presence quake, though he himself for cold do shake. For in his weak and unarmed wise, the gates of hell he will surprise. With tears he fights and wins the field. His naked breast stands for a shield. His battering shot are babish cries. His arrows looks of weeping eyes. His martial ensigns cold and need, and feeble flesh his warrior's steed. I think a tremendous testimony to the purpose of the incarnation in that hymn, This Little Babe, by Benjamin Britten. That's my favorite. What about you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, the 22nd of December will play more than one stanza of the Christmas hymn that it gets the most votes, but it's kind of a six-way tie or something, at least according to my accounting so far. So we need to hear from you. Even if it's already been voted for, we do need to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. The listener with the best reason for their vote, and I've got a short list going so far, will get an LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, or an Issues Etc. And an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. That's the LPR bundle package to the person with the best vote during open lines this Tuesday afternoon. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. From Facebook, Connie says, "Joy to the world, King, Savior, Redeemer of all creation. It has it all, even a great tune. They listen at our website. Thanks to the issue staff, and Merry Christmas from Connie." Thank you very much, Connie, for your vote for Joy to the World. Certainly a favorite of many during Christmas time. Joy to the World. 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at IssuesETC with your favorite Christmas hymn and why, or email your vote. Talkback at IssuesETC.org. So far, we have votes for Joy to the World, Lo, How a Rose is Growing. Two votes for Of the Father's Love Begotten. One for Silent Night. One for What Child Is This? Two for Hark the Herald Angels Sing, one for A Great and Mighty Wonder, one for Once in Royal David's City, and two for, I think it's counting my vote too, This Little Babe. Dennis in Michigan, voting via Facebook, says, "May you all have a Merry Christmas and God's blessing throughout the new year. My choice for a favorite Christmas hymn is between All My Heart Again Rejoices by Paul Gerhardt, great Lutheran hymn writer, by the way, and What Child Is This by William Dix. Both hymns give a clear confession of the incarnation and the primary reason for the humiliation of our Lord who departed heaven to be born among us. More importantly, they clearly focus the hymn on what God is accomplishing by his birth and will make full atonement for our sin that we commit. Christmas is a true time of repentance, for God has provided the only paschal lamb which could bear our sins and break the bondage of death and the devil. If we retain this focus, we can join with the angelic choirs," writes Dennis in Michigan, "heralding the virgin birth by realizing the reason for the season is us and our salvation. We are sinners and God provides the salvation." All My Heart Again Rejoices. That's not one I've heard a lot. I mean, I'm familiar with it, but that's not one I've heard a lot. It's nice to hear people vote for these ones that are kind of out of the corner and perhaps falling into disuse. It's always good to revive the use of good hymns among Christians and not to fall into the rut of the same old ones, as good as they may be. Martha from Facebook says, "I'm going traditional. O Little Town of Bethlehem is a favorite hymn, and I've always loved the text of the third verse, that is, which is often skipped, of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear for its beauty and power for lifting up anyone in pain at Christmas." She quotes from It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, "O ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden hours, come swiftly on the wing, O rest beside the weary road, and hear the angels sing." She talked about a little town of Bethlehem, too.
O
Certainly one of the more familiar Christmas hymns. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. this Tuesday afternoon. We decided to spend the last live hour of Issues, Etc. before the Christmas break just having you answer the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? It says a lot, and it gives us a chance to go in and listen again to the sermon in the song. The best of hymns should all proclaim Christ and Him crucified, and Christmas is no exception. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Twitter us at IssuesETC or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Paul says, Lord Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, by Paul Gerhardt, musical setting in LSB, the Lutheran Service Book, is beyond compare, as is the text by the Prince of Lutheran Hymn Writers, Paul Gerhardt. You gotta love that line, the paradise upon which my soul reclineth. That's marvelous, and I don't think I've ever heard it before. Thank you very much for the vote for that one from Paul. Karen in Laramie, Wyoming says, of the Father's love begotten, the reason it always makes me cry. And she wishes us a Merry Christmas. Of the Father's love begotten is Karen's vote. It's Tuesday afternoon, December the 22nd. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I think that pulls Of the Father's Love Begotten into the lead with three votes, and they're all across the board, a number of votes here, and a lot of them are sitting back there with two and one. 1-877-623-MY-IE. So if you've heard one that you think deserves another vote, give us a call and do so. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at IssuesETC. Dan in Columbus, Ohio says, what child is this? This hymn contrasts the real majesty of the King of Kings versus the perceived lack of majesty in the Incarnation. While shepherds watch, while ox and ass are feeding, my favorite lyrics from this hymn are sheer gospel. Nails, spears shall pierce him through. The cross be born for me, for you. It's Christ crucified for sinners indeed. Dan in Columbus, Ohio, thank you for your vote. What about the rest of you? When we come back from this break, 10 more minutes of open lines and time for your votes, time for you to get a chance to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker, the LPR bundle package to the voter with the best reason for their vote in answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? It's open lines. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Email your vote to us right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk messianic prophecy, in particular, those prophecy stopping places in the first two chapters of Matthew's Gospel, where he tells the story of Jesus' birth and the immediate months afterwards. Dr. David Adams will be our guest to walk us through those prophetic stopping points. Thursday, the Christmas hymn, A Great and Mighty Wonder, that has a few votes here during open lines. Pastor Will Whedon will walk us through this ancient and tremendous Christmas hymn, A Great and Mighty Wonder. Then Friday, Dr. Arthur Just is going to join us. We'll go right to the primary text of the Nativity, the birth of Christ according to Luke. That's Friday on Issues Etc. More open lines on the other side. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of an Advent and Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Advent and Christmas sermons.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The new Issues Etc. YouTube video features Benny Hinn.
Adam was a super being, that he had dominion over the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, which means he used to fly. Adam not only flew, he flew to space. With one thought, he'd be on the moon.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
Joel Osteen.
You may have to weed through 100 negative thoughts before you come to the right sound. The voice of victory that's saying, you are blessed, you are prosperous, you can do all things, your best days are still ahead. Latch on to those thoughts.
Never heard the word impossible this time, there's no...
And Deepak Chopra.
How come you're all so convinced that God is a he and Satan is a he? How come we have these ideas that are so mythical, that are so primitive?
Check out the new Issues Etc. YouTube video at issuesetc.org and click support.
Well, from Facebook, Jeffrey's voting for his favorite Christmas hymn and why. He says, from heaven above to earth I come. He says, it's a nostalgic favorite of mine. During my first trip to Germany, walking down the Marienplatz in Munich, where all the street entertainers were, I first heard and then saw a dark corner off on the street, an elderly man playing this one on an old accordion. I gave him a good tip, so he has a memory of that one. From heaven above to earth I come.
From heaven above to earth I come to bear good news to every home. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, where
I didn't want to stop it there because he goes on to say what he's going to say. It's a great hymn, by the way, from the pen of none other than Martin Luther. He first wrote that hymn for his children to be sung in the home kind of responsively. And then later it caught on because it was published in a hymnal and he changed the tune so it was more appropriate for congregational singing. And it's been a staple of Christmas time ever since. Let's see. Mary in Michigan says, I love all the Christmas hymns. I'll agree with Dave. My favorite would be Silent Night. When our son was young, he would sing it for us at Christmas while only candles were lit, and I always loved singing it on Christmas Eve with everyone holding candles. It gives a sense of peace that our Savior is born. I've had that experience too. Yes, Betty says, my favorite Christmas hymn is From Heaven Above to Earth I Come because it is written by my favorite composer, Martin Luther, and it's really Lutheran with 15 verses, that's true, that tell the whole story of Jesus. Jen in Maryland says, my favorite Christmas hymn is Silent Night. I like the peacefulness of it and the simple beauty that keeps me, that helps me get away from the craziness of the commercialized Christmas season and remember that on that night, it was all made right. I think that's pulled Silent Night into the lead with 4 votes, if I'm not mistaken. From Twitter, Kristen says, once in David's royal city, I've learned an intense piano arrangement of it years ago, and I have loved it ever since. Great storytelling. Says Kristen, thanks for the Twitter vote, Kristen. Here's Kurt calling from his car. Hi, Kurt.
Hi.
Which is your favorite and why?
Oh, the Father's Love Begotten.
And why is that?
And the reason is I've had a lot of discussions this year that go along the lines of something like, how can a loving God allow X bad thing to happen? Just fill in the blank. And I'm like thinking, who says he let any of this happen? You know? I mean, he did do something about the situation.
Thank you very much, Kurt, and thanks for listening in your car. It's true. And see, the best, what we're discovering here in our little conversation is the best of these Christmas hymns not just herald the little baby sitting in a manger. They're not just musical nativity scenes. They preach the whole gospel, that this child is a sacrifice being prepared for the cross and for the payment of our sins. Pamela in North Dakota says, a tie between the angel Gabriel, now that's a newer one, made popular by none other than Sting, if I'm not mistaken. It's a great hymn, made it into many hymnals. And Of the Father's Love Begotten. We listen via podcast at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Bismarck, North Dakota. The podcast is broadcast in our coffee shop bookstore every weekday for lunchtime. Wow, that's very nice to hear. Of the Father's Love Begotten, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, Savior of the Nations Come, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come are the ones at the top of my list. I'm not sure I could choose which is my number one. If I was forced to pick, I guess I'd say Of the Father's Love Begotten. That came from Rick there. Rick, thank you for your vote. Eric in Oklahoma says my favorite would be Of the Father's Love Begotten, partially because it carries with it the solemn wonder of Christmas. We're not just celebrating a time for family or gifts, but rather we are seeing the heart of God's love for us. I like the way you put it, Eric. That's a good way of talking about it, seeing the heart of God's love for us, a very Luther-esque way of talking about it. The God Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the source and the ending of all things, comes to us. This hymn drives at the heart of what Christmas really is. Eric, thanks for listening in Oklahoma. That pulls Of the Father's Love Begotten out to about 6 votes, putting it in the lead for your favorite of Christmas hymns. Louise says, my favorite is O Holy Night. Going back to when I was in 8th grade, and it was originally part of our Christmas program in the public school I attended, gasp, she says in parentheses. No politically correct police back then. My second favorite is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, because it signals the beginning of Advent. O Holy Night, that's one that a lot of people are familiar with. And that's O Holy Night. Well, I've been tabulating as carefully as I can, and I think the winner this Tuesday afternoon, our last live broadcast before Christmas break, is Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Of all things that
That's the audience favorite Christmas hymn for 2009 here on Issues Etc. Thanks to everybody who voted and everybody who called and emailed us. The winners of the LPR bundle package, Susan in Naperville and Eric in Oklahoma. If you would email us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send out the LPR bundle package to you. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., Dr. David Adams will join us to talk about Messianic prophecy. Thursday, Pastor Will Whedon on the hymn, A Great and Mighty Wonder. Friday, the birth of Christ according to St. Luke. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues Etc.